Hi, everybody. This is Perez Baruch Eichler with Straight Talk America News. We're talking today with Josh Przanski, Rabbi Josh Przanski, who's the New Jersey Regional Director of Teach NJS. We'll find out exactly what that is. Much of what Rabbi Przanski is doing now is the logical extension of what he did so artfully and successfully at the Agudas Yisrael, which he was the head of, the regional director in New Jersey. But that was only one aspect of all the great work that that he did at the Aguda. The dimensions which he's covering now has to do with funding for schools such as yeshivas and others in the state of New Jersey to make sure that there is funding for the much-needed programs that we're going to be talking about. Rabbi Przanski, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Rabbi Eichler. It's an honor to be on your program. I always wanted to be on your program, and I finally had the chance to do so. So thank you for giving that to me.
For us, it's a tremendous opportunity as well. We had the opportunity of meeting you on the floor of the Senate and the Assembly in the State House just this past week, where there were several major, pivotal, I might say, bills that were in progress, some of which are already passed, some have not yet. Could you tell us what bills we were looking at on that day, including the BSD and the Transportation and Education Fund, and where they're holding now?
Sure. You came on the most interesting week in Trenton, which is the last week before the end of the session. Every year, June 30th ends the session. The budget has a June 30th deadline. If it's not passed by midnight on June 30th, the state officially closes. So they try to jam in every piece of legislation that's been out there for a year on that last week to make sure it gets through, because once June 30 ends, July 1st starts, they're on vacation. This year with the presidential campaign, they won't be back till November. So November, because they're busy campaigning, you know, for the presidential.
4 months without a legislative budget.
You have the conventions, you have the Republican convention, the Democrat convention, they're all busy. So this is, you know, this was a very, very important week. I'm glad that you were able to come with your students to actually experience it, because to me, this is the most exciting week in Trenton of the year. There are several pieces of legislation that you were there for that pertain to the Jewish community. First, we had that, like you mentioned, the BDS, the anti-BDS bill, which is against boycott, divestment, and sanctions on Israel. Companies that are part or participating with the BDS campaign against Israel and technically against Jewish companies.
BDS stands for boycott.
Boycott, divestment, and sanctions. It's a worldwide movement to try to boycott Israeli products and to try to hurt the country.
They talk about boycotting Jewish products as well.
Most Israeli products companies are owned by Jews.
Like the Salk vaccine and other cures for things like that?
I don't know about that. I think that vaccine's has been around for a long time. But any company that's part of Israel or does business with Israel or is in Israel would be boycotted. And this is a worldwide campaign that we've been trying to, not we, but the community's been trying to get around for several years. So now there are states out there, including now New Jersey, that has created anti-BDS legislation that would say that the state can't invest in companies that are boycotting Israel. So, for instance, if the state pension fund has investments, and one of those investments are in a company that is participating in the boycott, divestment, and sanctions, the BDS against Israel, the state can no longer invest with those companies. And that's great for us, because we're the taxpayers. It's our money. So I wouldn't want my money being invested in a company that is technically hurting the Jewish people. So I think it was a great accomplishment.
This was bipartisan, really?
Bipartisan support, both houses.
Unanimous?
Almost unanimous. I think it was 69-3 the day you were there.
I think it would be interesting to find out who those three people were so we can mark them as Sunni Israel.
I wouldn't mark anybody as anything. I mean, people have reasons. Sometimes they're misguided. They get the wrong information.
Part of your job is to give the right information and guide the right direction.
Exactly. So, you know, they're nice people, but, you know, they made the wrong decision in this particular case. But nonetheless, I think the fact that the legislation passed is now on the governor's desk sends a very strong statement from the state of New Jersey that the community and Israel is very important to it. So,
can you think of any companies in particular that are invested that would be directly affected by this?
Offhand, no.
Okay, well, I think would like to find out.
You should do your research on that. I think it's important. That was one bill that was up there. Another bill
By the way, you said it has to go to the governor. So, that is the sine qua non. It's not a done deal until the governor signs it.
Exactly. Like the next bill I'll explain to you, it's even more interesting. The bill that I was working on with Teach NJS, and which would be beneficial to even your school here in Lakewood, is the implementation or the funding of security, the Secure Schools for All Children Act, which would provide security funding now for every non-public school student in the state of New Jersey. Up until now, the public schools were receiving $144 per student in security, but your school, your yeshiva, gets nothing. Last year, Assemblyman Scher, Gary Scher from Passaic, the only frum guy in the frum member of the New Jersey State Legislature, was able to get $25 per student for the first time, the first new non-public school line in decades. And that was great, but it's not enough. We need more.
So, why is it important? I mean, what does security do?
What does security do is make sure your kids are safe when they come to school. So there's you could invest in a security guard. You could use the money to purchase equipment, surveillance equipment. You could get fobs, the electronic key fobs, so you, only people who have them can get entrance, can gain entrance in and into your school.
So is everybody in total accordance that it's a clear and present danger in the climate that we live in today, that every single school has to have it across the board?
Just take a look what's going on out there. Take a look what's going on in Turkey. There was a school blown up. It was threatened. Take a look at France. Yeshiva was attacked 2 years ago. Take a look at what's going on now in the United States. Los Angeles school system shut down for a day or two a few months ago. Bergen County schools shut down because of a bomb threat. You take a look what's going on out there. Schools are a soft target. Schools are a threat. So it's important to make sure that every child, when they go to school, is safe. I mean, that should be our foremost interest, and we should advocate for it. So Baruch Hashem, we tried to get parity with the public schools at $144 a student. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get $144, but we were able to get $75 per student, which is three times as much as last year. Just take a look at Lakewood itself with the amount of non-public school yeshiva students here in Lakewood. That's over $2 million in security funding. You know, that helps. The bigger moises obviously will have more money. The smaller moises, not as much. But nonetheless, at the end of the day, we just were able to achieve, and hopefully if the governor signs this bill into law, $2 million of new security funding just for this town alone. It's 11.25, I believe, 11.3 million statewide. It helps not only the Jewish students, of course. It helps the Catholic students, the Muslim students, and all non-public school students. But I think, and we thought that, Teach NJS thought that this is a tremendous opportunity now with the world situation to make sure that this bill passes. So that was the second bill that you were there for.
Now, this passed, just to help us understand, it passed in the Assembly and the Senate?
I'll tell you how overwhelmingly unanimous this vote was. It passed twice in the Assembly, once in the Senate, and in two committees. The possible amount of votes that if you would have got every vote in those five different votes, you would have received 224 votes. We received 214 votes in the affirmative, zero in the negative, and there were 10 no votes spread across the five different ones. Those were people who legislators who didn't show up, that they weren't available to vote. So there was absolutely nobody that voted against this bill. Unanimous decision. 214 out of 224 votes were in favor of this. Now, there's only one vote left that counts. That's the one that the governor has. The bill is now on his desk, and he has the opportunity. He has a choice. He can either sign it into law, which we hope he will, or he can veto it. We hope he doesn't veto it, because I think he understands the importance of security as well, and we're looking forward, hopefully, to a very successful outcome, and we'll know by tomorrow night, because the budget deadline is midnight tomorrow night.
These will be for both bills, right?
These will be for BDS and for the security. Will both be on the governor. They're both on the governor's desk, and yeah, we both have until, well, not technically not, because there's funding in the budget for security, so he has to sign the budget, which is another thing you were there for, the budget deal, which every year the governor proposes his budget in February, and the legislature has to respond to his budget in June. And they have to come back and say, okay, governor, we agree with whatever you say, or no, we need a little bit more for X, Y, and Z. Then that bill goes to the governor, and he has a choice. He has what's called a line item veto. I don't know if your students know what a line item veto is.
I'm not sure if not only my students, I'm not sure if most of us as citizens know what a line item veto is.
Okay, good. So I'll explain it to you. In the budget, there's thousands of lines, right? The New Jersey state governor doesn't have to sign one time and the whole budget's done. He has the opportunity to go line by line by line in the budget. And he says, oh, I don't like this line, but I like, you know, and I'll veto. I'll take my red pen out and I'll veto this line. But I'll take my black pen out and I'll sign into law this line. And he goes through the entire budget line by line. So, you know, it doesn't mean he has to take everything. He can take what he wants. So we hope that our lines will pass in the budget. And I think it'll be a great, great, significant victory for us. On top of that, in the budget, we're talking budget already, there was also additional funding this year for technology and for nursing aides. So, for instance, every child in New Jersey was getting last year $26, non-public school students again were receiving $26 in technology, which could be used for computers and what have you. This year it's $34, that's an $8 increase. And the nursing aide got more money, so the schools will be able to, especially the elementary schools, have more staff on hand. Today kids have allergies, asthma, what have you, they need to have a nurse on staff. So we increased that as well to the highest amount that's ever been, which will be over $96 per student. So we, Baruch Hashem, had a very successful year, assuming the governor signs it. Our stuff happens. If not, then... Back to the drawing board, and got to say a few more capitals to Hillel.
What about busing? Was that addressed at all, transportation?
Well, transportation was addressed by my colleague, Rabbi Avi Schnall of Aguda here of New Jersey. A creative new idea that would provide some sort of private school consortium with transportation funding that would indeed help the students here in Lakewood if it were to pass. They had the vote in the Senate, which it passed in the Senate, but I believe it's still up in the Assembly on Thursday. It was supposed to be voted on Monday, but for whatever reason it wasn't. It will be voted on Thursday, and if that bill passes, it will provide transportation funding, not only for those who are mandated to receive transportation, but even the courtesy school. Busing for school children who live closer than 2 miles to school, which in this community in Lakewood, with all the highways and what have you, you can't walk to school here. It's impossible. So hopefully that passes.
Driving to school is not so easy.
Exactly, but at least you're in the car. Walking, little kids walking to school, if they can get this, I think it will be great for the community.
Well, let me ask you in terms of that this is going to be happening on this Thursday, which is the 30th.
The 30th, correct.
So do you think there's any need or benefit to residents, citizens, voters to contact their legislators and ask them to support this bill? And does it really make a difference?
I'll tell you this. We live in a country that affords us the right to vote and to participate in politics and with what goes on, where we live in our state or in our country. I think it's everybody's not only right, but everybody has a chiyuv to call up and express themselves to the legislators. These people represent you in Trenton, right? They're there to represent you. So in a respectful way, you can always call them up, and you should, by any piece of legislation, say, this is what of interest to me as a citizen and as one of your constituents. And I think that's something they value very deeply, because every legislator knows, every elected official knows, as powerful as they may be, if they're not reelected, they're out of office. So they want their constituents to vote for them. And if their constituents say, we need X, Y, and Z, they're going to pay attention to it, because if they don't, they'll be looking for another job come re-election time. So, yeah, everybody should call. Absolutely.
Okay. Rabbi Josh Przanski, the executive director of NJS, which is...
OU Teach NJS. It's a partnership of the Orthodox Union.
It's a partnership of the OU.
Exactly. And really, we didn't discuss that. Do I have another minute?
Sure, go ahead.
Right, just to discuss what OU Teach NJS does. It's a partnership between the Orthodox Union, the OU, as you all know from your Coca-Cola bottles and other products that you buy that might have the OU on it. Does more than just provide a hechsher. It also provides help to the community in various different forms. There's many different parts of the OU. The part that I work in is the Advocacy Center, which works together with the community. In this case, this Teach NJS initiative is to make sure that we advocate solely as Teach NJS in Trenton for educational funding for our yeshivas and day schools. It's important. If you think about it, you look at the day school world, there's 150,000 non-public school students in the state of New Jersey. 83,000 of those are Catholic school students, but 42,000 are yeshiva and day school students. This community of Lakewood has grown unbelievably in the last few years. There's over 27,000 kids in this town that attend the yeshiva or day school, and it's important for the community to understand that we need to do whatever we can to get more state funding. You look at New York. New York right now is providing over $1,000 to every yeshiva kid in the state. New Jersey, we were at 198 last year. We'll hopefully be at 263 this year. But when I started 5 years ago, we were at $118 a student. The difference between 5 years ago and today for Lakewood Moistus is over $4 million of aid. Now,
That doesn't include Nosh.
No, Nosh is on your own. But $4 million for nursing, for security now, for technology, for textbooks. That's a significant amount of money. Not too many people writing out $4 million checks to the Moistus in Lakewood. And let alone for the state. We're making over $11 million this year for the yeshivas and day school. So it's important that we have this initiative. Everybody should join it. And hopefully we will continue having a tremendous amount of hatzlacha and siyata d'shmaya so we can get what we need to keep our yeshivas and moistus running.
Amen. Rabbi Josh Przanski, Teach NJS, thank you for educating us today about what goes on in the New Jersey State Legislature and our responsibility as voters and as citizens to make sure that we participate in that legislative process, which can make such a difference for everybody, not only in the state of New Jersey, but across these great United States. Peretz B. Eichler, Straight Talk America.